Erasing the English, Anglo-Saxons never existed, claims Cambridge University. By Kurt Zindulka on June 4, 2023. Cambridge University is reportedly teaching its students that the Anglo-Saxons never existed as a unique ethnic group in an anti-racist attempt to dispel supposed nationalist myths about Britain. In an ironic turn of events, the Department of Anglo-Saxon, Norse and Celtic, ASNC, at the once prestigious Cambridge University in England is now attempting to dismantle the very ideas inherent in the title of the department, claiming that the Anglo-Saxon ethnic group is apparently a racist concoction meant to stoke British nationalism, according to a report from London's Daily Telegraph. The woke academics claim that the purpose of its anti-English stance is to make its history lessons more anti-racist, the department said according to the broadsheet, adding, one concern has been to address recent concerns over use of the term Anglo-Saxon and its perceived connection to ethnic/racial English identity. In general, ASNC teaching seeks to dismantle the basis of myths of nationalism by showing students just how constructed and contingent these identities are and always have been, they continued. Apparently unsatisfied with dispelling the supposed myth of the Anglo-Saxon people, the university department went on to claim that there was never a coherent ethnic identity for the peoples in England, Ireland, Scotland, or Wales. According to the paper, one Cambridge lecturer claimed that the term Anglo-Saxon has been wrapped up in indigenous race politics. It comes amid a wider movement in academia to link the historical group of Germanic Angles, Jutes, and Saxon peoples who arrived after the end of Roman-controlled Britain and the conquest of the Normans with alleged racism, which many claim has been fostered in America. The attempt to brand the term as toxic has succeeded to such an extent that the International Society of Anglo-Saxonists decided in 2019 to change its name to the International Society for the Study of Early Medieval England due to the problematic connotations that are widely associated with the terms Anglo-Saxon. The name change came shortly after the resignation of Canadian academic Dr. Mary Rambaranohm from the organization, who later claimed that the study of Anglo-Saxon history is fraught with inherent whiteness and that the Anglo-Saxon myth perpetuates a false idea of what it means to be native to Britain. Cambridge's claims about the history of England have sparked a heated backlash in Britain, with political commentator Paul Embury writing, "Just imagine a university saying the same thing about, say, Aboriginal Australians, Maoris or Native Americans." Former UKIP politician turned host of the Lotus Eaters podcast, Carl Benjamin said, "We aren't having it, you smarmy pseudo-intellectual subversives. We, the English, exist. We have existed for 1,000 years, and that isn't going to change now. No discussion. No dialectic. We are the English and we live in England. Simple as." Follow Kurt Zindulka on Twitter, follow @KurtZindulka or email to xindulka@breitbart.com.